Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Flocks of sheep were abundant in the countryside of Israel, and they were an everyday encounter. People knew that sheep were somewhat helpless against predators and a little bit on the dumb and stubborn side. People were also aware of what made the difference between a good shepherd and a bad shepherd. For this reason, many Bible analogies and several of Jesus' parables involve sheep and shepherds. The focus of this psalm is on the shepherd and not the sheep. It's about God, not necessarily about you and me, but we are included in it. In the Old Testament times, the king was frequently referred to as the shepherd. The image was the king was to reflect the benevolent rule and his love for the people. A more useful image may be the role of a mentor. A mentor is someone who takes us under his or her wing. The mentor guides and instructs. He or she seeks to help the protege to develop gifts and talents. The mentor sees the potential of the protege and accepts the protege for where he or she is at, but is not satisfied until the person is all that he could be. You see, this is the role of God, the Holy Spirit, in our lives. Like a mentor, the Spirit guides us, instructs us, and grants us knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. The Spirit whispers to our hearts to remind us of God's love. The Spirit floods us with the peace that passes all understanding in the middle of life's storms. The Holy Spirit strengthens our faith, deepens our commitment, expands our love so that we see all people as God's children. We are changed, never the same, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, who is our shepherd and mentor. The psalmist writes that God has enabled him to lie down in green pastures and has led him beside still waters. There is a sense of abundant provision here. Green pastures and water were in short supply in Israel, yet the shepherd led the psalmist to them. Frequently in Christians, we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." We live our lives from the perspective that God provides us with food and clothing, shelter, family, and everything we need from day to day. God provides for us and does so abundantly. It's interesting that in the great land of abundance and opportunity that we constantly complain, well, we just don't have enough. We look at our checkbook balances, and these days it's very important. And at the end of the month, we declare, "I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money." We drive our five-year-old cars and complain that we don't have that new car aroma any longer. Perhaps, just perhaps, we're paying too much attention to all the advertising that tries to convince us that we need more. Instead, we might want to seek the contentment that comes from God, comes from resting in God's embrace and giving thanks to Him for the abundant blessings that we have received. You know, shepherds are to protect the sheep. The psalmist is thankful for the shepherd's rod that comforts him and reminds him that God is watching over him. The fact that the shepherd has walked through the valley of the shadow of death and had no misfortune come to him. Come to him, the psalmist. We acknowledge that God has traveled with us through some pretty rough times. We have lost loved ones. We have faced failure, been targets of rumors, innuendos and gossip, lost hope, been abandoned and betrayed. Through it all, God has been there by our sides. Nothing has been able to separate us from God's love. Nothing ever will. We all have scars. We have battle scars. But we also have experienced healing and wholeness and life. We celebrate not only the fact that Jesus is the Good Shepherd and comes to our needs, comes to our rescue in times of need, but also that Jesus is constantly present in our lives. The Trinity, you see, is revealed. The Son, Jesus, is baptized. God the Father speaks from heaven, and God the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus as a dove. And when the Father names his Son, he declares that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is true God. Jesus takes on our sin. He takes them all on and heads to the cross to redeem the world from sin, death, and Satan. God is at work. He is at work in our lives, changing us, providing for us, and protecting us. For this we give God thanks and praise. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.